Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 10:07 British Summer Time. Today is October 7th. Well, today was a pretty big day for the precious metals, with key reversals on both gold and silver. The pullbacks weren't nearly as significant on either platinum or palladium, and gold shares have continued to hold on to their breakout. More on that in a moment. In stock markets today, the Nikkei was relatively unchanged. The Hang Seng was pretty similar, and it was a very positive day for markets such as the Philippines. Elsewhere in Europe, it was a relatively quiet day. The FTSE was down a tad, and the DAX was up just a smidgen. And into the U.S., the Dow Jones was relatively unchanged on the day, just down 19. The S&P was down 2 points, so less than 0.2%. The Brazilian market had pulled back rather sharply in the early part of the session, but pared its loss towards the close and finished down on the day less than 1%. Earlier on, the dollar had rallied quite emphatically, but actually gave up the entire advance into the end of the session, so that it finished pretty unchanged against the euro. And this was a weak day for US Treasuries. They were down just under half a point. It's pretty but pretty similar story for the rest of the sovereign markets, but not down by any great amount. Industrial metals took the brunt of the selling, as did the precious metals. The nickel market was down $900, so that's a downward dynamic, the first in a few weeks. The tin market also paused and pulled back rather sharply, but also had pared its loss into the end of the session. Something that we've seen rather a lot of in the last few weeks have been key day reversals. We've seen them in the stock markets, we've seen them in currencies, and today we've seen them in the precious metals. And they haven't been particularly reliable in marking peaks. And there is an important point to really stress with the key reversal, and that is that the key to the key is size. And that's why I'm a little skeptical of their medium-term efficacy in precious metals today, because while gold was down from just over 1350 earlier on to its current 1333 and finished off its low by about $8 or $9, it still has the progression of higher reaction lows that have been in progress for the last 10 weeks. So it had become a little bit overstretched. It's pulled back from a sort of a psychological $1,350 level, and this could be a pause within the overall medium-term advance. It could also be the peak of what has been an impressive 10-week advance. Follow through tomorrow would add weight to the medium-term peak hypothesis. So it's all to play for in here. Silver is another one that had become really quite overextended. It was up from earlier this week, it was up almost 2 full dollars, and it had hit a peak that hadn't been seen in nearly 30 years. It peaked out today at 23.53 and closed out the day at 22.51, so a full dollar range on the day and down 53 cents. I mentioned last night that back in April we had expected that gold might hit the $1,350 level, and it's done that. And I also mentioned that important peaks in gold are often backed up by peaks in silver that are even more emphatic and even larger. And today we had a peak in gold and we had a key reversal in gold and a key reversal in silver, and silver's was certainly larger. But again, that progression of higher reaction lows over the last 10 weeks remains in place and really would need to be taken out to indicate that there's anything other than a consolidation of recent very powerful advances going on in here. So what happens in the next few days will be key to exactly what happens over the next few months. From a trader's perspective, it would be advisable to have a stop in the market because we know that following impressive advances in the past, gold and silver are capable of pulling back very, very sharply after these impressive advances. So if this is a medium-term top, one really does need to have a stop in the market if you're a trader because these are capable of falling abruptly. That's a characteristic that we have in just about all of the commodities. There are thinner markets than one might be accustomed to in the bonds or stock markets, and they are capable of extremely violent reactions. So, from a trader's perspective, one really would need to have a stop. From an investor's perspective, they are a little bit overstretched relative to the 200-day moving average. The consistency of the medium to longer term trend remains very much intact. These periodic overextensions relative to the EMA are exactly what we expect to happen in a big secular bull market. I suppose the best time to take profits is when something has rallied well away from its 200-day moving average. But from the perspective of the buy and hold investor, is there really any need to worry about what we've just seen in here today? And I don't think there is, because while the market is a little bit overextended, we can probably expect it to revert back towards its mean over the next few months, and we'll be set up with the next viable buying opportunity. The kind of action that we've had in here today is certainly not indicating that we are at the major peak for the gold price. Other, I think rather it's a maybe we're at a we'll probably hit a short-term peak. It might be a medium-term peak, but it's extremely unlikely to be a long-term peak for gold. So there's really no need to panic from the perspective of an investor. What we have seen is that they've become overextended, and that's by the simple law of averages. The further you stretch the elastic band in one direction, the faster it's going to whip back in the other once you let go. And we've seen this type of action in the past. We've seen major peaks on a number of occasions within this 10-year advance for gold, and 10 years and counting is how I should describe it. We have similar overextensions relative to 200-day moving averages in a number of the better performing Asian markets and in commodity producing Latin America. We've seen a number of markets breaking upwards to new high ground over the last week or two. This has been a remarkably sweet spot for stock markets, and there has been a corresponding weakness in the US dollar. There has been a lot of commentary about the competitive devaluation that's going on between major economies, and nobody really has the courage to denounce that argument because it's as obvious as sin what they're doing. They are attempting to devalue their currency to help support their manufacturing sectors, but also to make it easier to pay off this mountain of debt that governments have taken on from the private sector. That argument alone is helping to support the bull market in gold. And the dollar, while a little bit firmer earlier on today, certainly hasn't broken its downtrend. And until that happens, I think there is very little to scare investors that have taken on more risk by going into pretty overextended stock markets. And even though gold has pulled back, this may not be the peak when we haven't seen very much strength from the US dollar at all. And it's not as if we've seen US treasuries pushing on to new high ground. Although they have rallied impressively over the last couple of weeks, they're coming back into an area of potential resistance. So there is certainly the likelihood that we're into a potential shorting area for these treasury markets, and indeed for gilts and bunds, which haven't rallied by nearly as much. When you look at some of the Latin American and Asian indices, then sorry, the currency indices, They have performed extraordinarily well, and they've also pulled away from their 200-day moving averages. So I'm really watching the currency markets very closely because this the weakness of the US dollar, there has been, I suppose, in one way it's been described as risk on and risk off, but what is probably more accurate is that we have a dollar carry trade. When you have an inverse correlation between the dollar and risk assets, that's grounds for that could just as easily be described as the dollar carry trade. And before the crisis, it was all about the yen carry trade, and the euro yen was used as a proxy for that carry. And today, it's probably euro dollar. So when we do see a clear upper dynamic in favor of the dollar, that will be a clear indication that something is amiss for some risk assets, and we haven't seen that in here yet. So gold's comparative weakness might be a straw in the wind in this regard, but I'd like to see some additional evidence. So follow through tomorrow for these precious metals or downward dynamics right across some of the better performing stock markets would be indications that we're into another mean reversion type corrective phase. Today was a challenging day for precious metals, precious metal investors, but probably not enough to really scare a lot of people out of their long positions, particularly with this dollar remaining quite weak. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.